What's your bubble?
It's economic anxiety with Rod Oram.
The global financial crisis. We all know this happened back in 2008. We were all affected in some way or another, and certainly some people were far worse off than others. Even former President George Bush claimed to understand.
This is an extraordinary period for America's economy. Over the past few weeks, many Americans have felt anxiety about their finances and their future. I understand their worry and their frustration. We've seen triple-digit swings in the stock market. Major financial institutions have teetered on the edge of collapse, and some have failed. As uncertainty has grown, many banks have restricted lending. Credit markets have frozen, and families and businesses have found it harder to borrow money. We are in the midst of a serious financial crisis.
The global financial crisis often gets referred to as the worst economic disaster since the Great Depression.
The Great Recession, which started back in December 2007, is considered the biggest financial calamity since the Great Depression of 1929.
The biggest financial catastrophe in generations began in the US and spread across the world.
The crash of September 2008 brought the largest bankruptcies in world history, pushed over 30 million people into unemployment, and brought many countries to the edge of insolvency.
We are in the most serious financial crisis in generations.
It's generally understood that some big banks did some dodgy shit and everyone else lost out, while the banks got bailed out by the government.
Banks, as well as huge insurance companies such as AIG, ended up on the verge of bankruptcy and were eventually rescued through bailout programs financed by, well, by you and me.
This was then confirmed by the film The Big Short, which came out in 2015.
Michael, how are you?
I found something really interesting.
The whole housing market is propped up on these bad loans. They will fail.
The housing market is rock solid.
It's a time bomb.
So Mike Burry, who gets his hair cut at Supercuts and doesn't wear shoes, knows more than Alan Greenspan.
Dr. Mike Burry, yes he does.
You know what? I'm pissed off.
American people are
getting screwed by the big banks.
And I am getting madder and madder.
It's unbelievable.
Then this guy walks into my office and says,
there's some shady stuff going down.
Well, not everyone involved was bailed out. The Lehman Brothers went bankrupt.
Lehman Brothers, a 158-year-old firm, filed for bankruptcy. Brought down by bad mortgage investments, Lehman, which has 25,000 employees, will be liquidated.
We know this happened. We kind of know why it happened. And we know some measures were taken to get the economy back up and running. And yet, apparently, there is talk that there is another imminent and inevitable crisis heading our way. And soon. You can probably tell that I'm not an expert on this topic. In fact, if you asked me to explain what happened to someone else, I'd gloss over it very vaguely, just like I'm doing now. Given this is a thing, and it seems very likely to be another thing very soon, I wanted to try and understand it better.
I know many Americans have questions tonight. How did we reach this point in our economy? How will the solution I propose work? And what does this mean for your financial future? These are good questions, and they deserve clear answers.
So I decided to reach out for some help. Rod Oram has been a business journalist for 43 years, and he speaks to BFM on the regular about very important things.
Sure, Tato, Rod Oram, business journalist. I've been a business journalist for a very long time, since 1975, so that's, what, 43 years. I'm hanging in there for my 50th in due course.
He's got a magnificent radio voice and is probably the most polite person you will ever talk to.
As a business journalist, my essential role is to try and keep the best track I can of what's going on in the world, so trying to keep a kind of a mental model of the world going in my head, constantly updating it by news as it, and developments as they happen. But also one learns, you know, reads fresh perspective, fresh insight. So constantly doing that. And then trying to apply those themes about what on earth's going on in the world to New Zealand in terms of what are the opportunities for us out there in the world, what are the threats to us, and how we might respond.
And then also communicate that to your everyday person.
I feel very strongly about that. I've always believed, to me, the essential goal is to be able to explain something in ways that are interesting and useful for people who know a fair amount about the subject. They're involved in some way, so I'm trying to give a new insight to them. But I'm also trying to do that simultaneously in a way that's accessible and interesting for people who don't really know much about these things. I think economics and business gets wildly overcomplicated. There are some complex things, but you can always talk about them in a very clear, honest and straightforward way that doesn't dumb it down in any way. When it's a question of getting really to the heart of an issue, and that's that to me is the, you know, the fundamental goal by which I measure whether I'm doing a useful job or not.
I very much took advantage of this open-hearted nature, as well as Rod's keen interest in discussing all things economy. We spoke for about 2 hours all up, over 2 weeks, and I tried in that time to understand how exactly the first global financial crisis happened, and why, as well as how the fuck we've managed to get ourselves into another one. Or have we? So yes, what follows, listeners, is a lengthy piece of radio that has been split into a number of parts. I call the series a 7-part chat with Rod Oram. This is obviously the introduction, so it's counted as part zero. The other 7 parts will cover, firstly, how the global financial crisis of 2008 came about. Secondly, what happened after the crisis and did we learn anything? Following that, why the heck didn't we learn anything in order to prevent another crisis and should we be alarmed? And then we look in more depth at where exactly another crisis could come from. From there, we bring it closer to home, starting with the banks in Australia and whether we need more regulation, and then even closer to home where we look at the way this affects New Zealand politics, which has to be split in half, first looking at the way the economy is going generally, and then looking at how and why we must transition to a more sustainable economy. The last section is basically a bunch of questions that have come up for me and some other people I asked before conducting the interview about things I just wanted to understand more. Rod kindly indulged this messy line of questioning, and we finish up the lengthy interview there. So, if you're into business talk or not, this is probably something you should have a listen to anyway, because we're all going to have to deal with it.
Crisis? What crisis?
That was Economic Anxiety with Rod Oram.